For the last two weeks, we talk about the encounters. Yung first week, di ba, ang pinag-usapan natin doon is, it is God who changed you and not your religiosity. And last week, yung pinag-usapan ni Teacher Lisa, natatanda niyo ba si Teacher Lisa? Lisa, okay. Ayun, sabi niya, okay, thank you so much. Also, sabi niya doon, suffering is an opportunity to know God. Okay? And tonight, we're going to talk about the Samaritan woman. Yung feeling niya, she's the least person in this world na very persecuted siya, ganyan, very isolated siya. But, in the end, she encountered God. And before that, may tanong ako sa inyo, meron ba kayong katabi dyan? Mukhang na-busted today. O kaya may katabi kayo today? Nang busted today! Oh no! You know, maybe you are here. 100 times ka nang na-busted. Okay? Or 100 times ka nang nanligaw. 10 times ka na na-busted. Ultimo yung hindi mo niligawan. Binasted ka! Bad trip naman yun! O kaya, yung teacher mo, di ba, nagbibigay ng mga awards sa mga classmate mo. Grabe yung mga awards. Pagdating sa'yo, star lang. O kaya, di ba, tumakbo ka sa lahat ng student office sa campus mo. President, vice president, secretary, ultimo dun, assistant to the escort. Pero talo ka pa rin! O kaya, nangarap ka maging kamukha si Kim Chu. Yan, oh, di ba, ang ganda. Kaso nga lang, kamukha mo si Kuya Kim. O kaya, ito, paborito ko to. Nangangarap ka magkaroon ka ng Honda VTEC. Oh, ganda yan, no? Kaso nga lang, meron ka lang, Vitecleta. Oh. Oh, di ba? You know, most of us, or not all of us, one way or another, we feel isolated. We feel rejected. We feel singled out. Or even, you feel right now that you are the least person in this world. And I want you to know that in this message, we will discover who you really are in the eyes of the Lord. And maybe tonight, sabihin mo, Ate JV, you don't really know what is really happening to me. You don't really know na even in this moment, I feel like, ba't ba ako nandito sa church? Ba't ba ako nasa youth service? Hindi naman ako religious. Diba? Ewan ko ba naman sa classmate ko? Actually nga, I feel so unworthy. Diba? Unworthy ako kasi because of my past mistakes or because of the past decisions na ginawa ko. Or maybe, diba, you are having a difficult time na dahil sa mga hurting events sa buhay mo. Baka dahil sa, you don't know, Ate JV, alam mo ba? Kung alam mo lang, di ko nga kilala kung sino yung tatay ko. Di ko alala kung sino yung nanay ko. Actually nga, nung pinanganak ako ng nanay ko, ayaw pa sa akin, muntik na ako ilaglag eh. Hindi mo alam kung gano'ng kalalim yung nararamdaman ko. Or maybe some of you, you're having a hard time to relate with your parents. Or may friend ka, na binitray ka, yung pinakasikreto mo. Diba? Sinabi niya. Tapos tuloy ngayon, paano ko hiharap yung sarili ko? Hindi ko alam. Makikita ko na yung crush ko, nalaman niya. O, diba? O kaya, you hate going to school because you know, pag pumasok ka sa school na yun, people will treat you bad. They will bully you. Okay? Or maybe some of you, feeling mo, yung buhay mo is a big lie. It's a big lie. Bakit ba ako nandito? I'm beyond help. I'm not accepted. I'm rejected. Or, even right now, you feel like, di naman ako napapansin eh. Sa bahay nga namin, invincible ako eh. Di nga napansin nanay ko, umuwi ako eh. Di nga napansin ng tatay ko, top 1 ako, tay! Oh, nakagraduate nga ako. Hindi nga nila napansin yon. And maybe because of all these things, it makes you feel that you are unwanted. You are the least person. Or, in another way hand, maybe, iba sa inyo, Ate JV, hindi para sa akin tong story na to eh. Hindi talaga eh. Kasi, ano ba? ako kayo pinakamaganda sa school. Katulad ko. Ako yung pinakamaganda sa school. Ako yung hinahabol eh. Actually, ako, o kaya, ikaw yung pinakapogi sa school. Yung mga babae pa yung humahabol sa'yo. O, diba? O kaya, ano pa? O kaya, ikaw yung pinaka-popular. Lahat natapos mo. Nag-MA ka, nag-PhD ka, lahat na nag-doctorate ka pa. Ganun ka kagaling. Diba? Or, you have all the money in this world. May bago kang gadget, may kotse ka, may iPad ka, diba? Pero, you do all these things, yet, there's something missing. At the end of the day, feeling mo, bakit parang may kulang? Sa isa ka sa kwarto mo, bakit parang may kulang? You do all these things to put meaning to your life. Yet, at the end of the day, you're still isolated. You're rejected. People doesn't want to be with you. They hate you. Kulang na lang para ka may sakit eh. Na ayaw ka nilang lapitan. Diba? And tonight, when you ask this question to yourself, how would God want a person like me? Bakit ba niya ako magugustuhan? Eh, ganito nga, oh, ang dumi-dumi ko. Diba? Or, wala na ang kuyenta yung buhay ko. Sabi nga ng tatay ko, ano ka ba naman? Pinag-aaral kita. Bakit ganyan yung buhay mo? O, diba? Maybe you're asking this tonight. Why would God want me? This kind of person. And tonight, we're going to talk about a woman who feel the least in the entire town. Hindi lang sa pamilya niya, pero buong, isipin mo, buong Metro East hate siya. Ganon. Ganon yung feeling niya the entire time. Yet, she encountered God. Yet, her life was transformed. And let's read John 4, 9-16. Okay. Ito yung kaninang skit. Okay. Okay lang ba kayo? Oh, kasi ako okay lang. And then, yan, John 4, 9-6. Sabi niya dito, the Samaritan woman said to him, you're a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For the Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you know the gift of God and who it is that you ask for a drink, you would have asked him and you have given you a living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who has the well and drank from itself and did so his son and his livestock? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will never be thirst again. But whoever drinks this water, the water I give them will never be thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them as a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep them here to draw water. And verse 16, he told her, go, call your husband, and come back. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word, Lord. I pray that you would just bless our time together. I pray that your presence will be with us. I pray that you would just anoint the preaching of your word, more of you and less of me, God. And I pray that as we finish this topic, Lord God, our lives will be never be the same, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen! Okay! Ayan, grabe. You know, I'm really, really excited nung binigay sa akin preaching to. Actually, hindi ko alam na magpe-preach ako. Pagbalik ko na lang, magpe-preach ako. Sigurado ba kayo? Magpe-preach ako. Sobrang kabado ako noon. Nung sinabi. Even, kahit ngayon, kinakabahan pa rin ako. Ayun. And the scripture that we read is part of the skit na binasa natin. And the Bible has the stories, after stories, na si Jesus, naapektuhan niya yung buhay na maraming tao in a very powerful way. And one of the stories is this unnamed Samaritan woman whose life was transformed. Pero bago yan, bakit ba itong Samaritan woman na to, feeling niya, hindi talaga siya belong sa Samaria. Okay? Itong Samaritan woman to, she is very persecuted sa buong Samaria. Okay? And hindi lang yon, dahil doon, kaya siya persecuted because of her bad reputation. Ano ba yung reputation niya? Eh, isipin niyo ba naman, may limang husband, O diba naman, baka na hindi ka magiging bad reputation noon. At hindi lang yon, yung kinakasama niya ngayon, hindi pa talaga niya asawa. Okay? And also, yung current husband niya, tinitake advantage yung loneliness ng heart niya. Siyempre, kaya loneliness ng heart niya na, oh, walang tumatanggap sa akin, and all of that. Ganyan, tinitake advantage na para makakuha ng attention, ginagamit yun ng asawa niya. So, to this woman, it is normal for her to feel ignored, to feel rejected, to feel judged, to be isolated. And also, in the Jews, yung mga Samaritan, they are not allowed to associate to any Jews. Okay, bakit ba hindi sila allowed mag-associate with any Jews? Because of their ethnic background, yung background nila. Parang kunwari, yung Jews kasi, yung offspring nila is yung mga Israelites. Yung mga Samaritans, yung offspring nila is half Gentile, half Jew. So, for the Jews, itong mga, alam yung Jews, yung Mountain Jew? Hindi, joke lang. Para chill-chill lang. Alam, di. Okay, babalik na. Okay. Okay. Yeah, JB. Okay. So, yun, yung mga Jew. Okay. Yung mga Jews, feeling, so for the Jews, yung mga Samaritans, they are very impure. Very impure sila. Kasi kalahati nga yung lahi nila, di ba? So, parang kunwari, ano, mga Chinoy, Chinese na Pinoy, o kaya Philam na American na Pinoy. So, lahat kalahati. So, that's why the Jew do not want to associate with the Samaritan woman because they think they are impure. Diba? Not just the Samaritan woman, but to all the Samaritan people. And according to dun sa law nila, you are not allowed to intermarry with a non-Jew. So lahat ng mga Jew na nakipag-marry sa hindi Jew, okay, they are now the Samaritan people. Kaya ngayon, yung mga Jew, ayaw sa kanila. So just like the story that you see, yung Samaritan woman, diba? Hindi lang dahil sa ayaw sa kanya ng mga Jew, kundi she has this bad reputation. Diba? And sa dun sa nakita niya story, diba, nagkukuha ng tubig yung Samaritan woman, ganyan. The reason why this woman, nagkumukuha siya ng tubig, dun sa culture nila dati, yung mga Samaritan woman, isa sa mga role nila is to take care of their family. So, pag tinitake care yung pamilya mo, gagawin mo lahat. Oh. So, kukuha siya ng tubig, ganyan. So, kasi yung mga babae noon dati, hindi sila highly, they're not highly regarded. They are the least people in the society. That's why, bad na nga reputation mo, ganun ka pa. So every morning, lahat ng mga babae ng sa Samaria, nag-iigib sila. So itong Samaritan woman to, nag-decide siya na hindi siya makikisabay sa kahit sino pang ibang Samaritan woman. Kasi alam niya na ma-judge siya. Alam niya na ma-persecute siya. Alam niya na ma-isolate siya. So, she decided to go ng hindi ganong oras, hindi umaga. Alam mo, oras siya pumunta, tanghaling tapat. Yung pinakamainit, alam pag summer, yung naligo ka, tapos pawis na pawis ka, ganong oras siya nagpunta. Kasi feeling niya, wala talagang tao doon. Kayo ba, lalabas kayo ng ganong oras? Hindi, di ba? Di ba, siyempre, mayaman tayo. Di ba, kailangan malamig parate. Pero, she decided to go there. And something happened when she went there. She saw a Jew, and that was Jesus. Yung nakita niya kanya, and nung nakita niya si Jesus, hindi niya lang nakita si Jesus. Humingi pa si Jesus, at, okay, nakipag-usap sa kanya. Eh, di ba, Jew si Jesus? So, when the Samaritan woman saw Jesus, she's not expecting anything from Jesus. In fact, she's not even expecting na mababago yung buhay niya. The reason why she wants to go there is because she just wants to get water. Okay? But everything changed when Jesus crossed our path. You see, the woman is not looking for Jesus, but Jesus is the one who initiated the contact with the woman. Even though itong woman na to, she's isolated, she's rejected, yung lifestyle niya, napakapangit, but Jesus broke the pattern. So in all the actions that Jesus did, it only implies one thing, that Jesus accept her. And the same Jesus that accept the Samaritan woman is the same Jesus that accepts you, that accepts us. No matter what the situation you are in right now, no matter what, how people judge you, no matter what, how people tell you, no, wala kang kwenta, Jesus telling here that Jesus fully accepts you. Do you understand that? Okay. Do you believe in that? Come on now, okay? At dahil doon, okay, let's go in the story. So sabi dun sa verse 13, everyone who drinks this water will be thirst, but whoever drinks this water I will give them will never thirst. And nung nangyari yun, okay, sabi ng woman, grabe naman tong Jesus na to. Saan ba niya kinakuha yung tubig niya? Huh? Ano ba yung purified? Absolute? Distilled? Huh? Hindi. Sinasabi ni doon ni Jesus na itong water na to is eternal life. Ha? Huh? Ano yung eternal life? So itong babae, ito si yung Samaritan woman, very sobrang na-curious siya. Sobrang na ano siya doon sa words ni Jesus. And I want that! Ano ba yung water na yun? Ba? Na sinasabi niya, every day kumukuha ako ng tubig dito, pero ganun pa rin yung buhay ko. Every day, uhaw na uhaw ako. Nauubos tong tubig na to. Diba? The moment that she gets this water, the moment that she said to God, the moment na sinabi niya, give me this water so I will not get thirsty. Verse 15, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. And the moment that she received that, the deepest need of her heart were satisfied. Alam niyo ba yun? Dumating na ba kayo sa point na feeling mo, ginawa mo na lahat-lahat. Lahat-lahat na lang ginawa ko. Bakit hindi nila ako matanggap? Lahat na lang. Kasi naglakad ako, nakaluhod. Lahat ginawa ko. Pero hindi nila ako matanggap. It doesn't satisfy you. Ginawa mo na lahat. Binigay mo na yung puso mo dahil mahal na mahal mo siya. Diba? Binigay mo na yung lahat sa kanya. Lahat, pinag-igid mo, pinagpunas mo. Pero hindi pa rin siya na kontento. Bakit ganun? But you know, Jesus telling here that when the woman drinks the water, the deepest needs of her heart was satisfied. And the same water that Jesus is offering to you tonight can fully satisfy you. Can fully satisfy your thirsty soul. Can fully satisfy the things that you feel you're the least. The things that you feel that you are rejected. That is what Jesus is offering to you tonight. Do you understand that? Do you believe in that? Very good. And to continue, and the next verses, pag makikita niyo mga verses, ito na yung, pag alam niyo, pag nanood kayo ng movie, pag nanood kayo ng movie, ito na yung climax. Yung parang kailangan mo umupo, tapos kailangan bawal ako maihi. Kasi ang dami ko ininom na juice, bawal yung ganun. Kasi ito na talaga yung, ito yung alam yung series of events na kailangan nakafocus ka na. So, anong nangyari dito, sabi ni Jesus, pagkatapos niyang inumin ng water, sabi niya, oh, go! Dahil syempre, accept feel niya, accepted na siya, satisfied na siya. Itong woman, sabi ni Jesus, go call your husband. Tapos sabi niya, wala akong husband eh. Tapos sabi ni Jesus, I know you don't have a husband. In fact, yung kinakasama pa nga, hindi mo talaga husband. Tapos sabi niya, grabe naman itong taon to. Ano bang, okay ka lang. Sabi niya ganun. Pero sabi ni Jesus, sabi ng woman sa kay Jesus, are you a prophet? Or, kasi ang alam ko, yung mga nagsasabi dyan, sabi sa akin ng mga ancestors ko, that the people who worship in this mountain, sila lang kailangan, nasa tamang place sila kung saan sila mag-worship. Eh, wala ka naman sa Jerusalem eh. Diba? Pero bakit mo nasasabi yan? Pero this is what Jesus said, believe in me. A time is coming A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. What Jesus is saying there, that it is not only for the Jews yung salvation na binibigay ko sa'yo. Itong water na binibigay ko sa'yo. It's for all people that one day the true worshiper will worship here in this place. Lahat sila mag-worship dito. And naniwala yung Samaritan woman doon kasi sinabi ni Jesus that I am the Messiah. And when those things happen, nung naniwala na yung Samaritan woman that Jesus is the Messiah, that she is accepted, okay, that she is satisfied, dahil doon, sabi sa John 4:39, many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the Samaritan's testimony. He told me everything I have ever told. I did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed with them in 2 days. So ganun yung ginawa ng Samaritan woman. Nung na-feel niya that she is accepted, she is loved, she is satisfied, okay? She went back to the town. Pero teka lang, Ate JV, kala ko ba nung una nga kinukwento mo sa akin na ayaw nga niya lumabas ng bahay? Kaya nga lumabas siya ng 12 noon eh. You know, the reason why that woman can get out, leave her jar there and run to her town is because she know that Jesus changed her. Jesus changed her. And that is what is God doing in your life right now. Jesus can fully change you because you are accepted, you are satisfied. That's why you can change. Your life can be changed. No matter what the situation you are in right now. That is God's telling na yung babae, itong babaeng ayaw lumabas, the moment that she recognized it, then she ran and tell to people na ganun yung ginawa sa kanya. The one who's, and ngayon, she's the one who initiated to tell all the people what Jesus did to her life. Because she was fully satisfied, accepted, and changed by Jesus. That's a clear picture of what Jesus can do. That's a clear picture of an encounter. But, Ate JV, di mo kasi alam eh. Sobrang sakit. Alam mo ba yun? Di mo alam kung anong pinagdaanan ko. Di mo alam yun. You know, I may not know kung ano ba talaga yung pinagdaanan mo. I may not know how least you think yourself you are. But, what makes you qualified for being an outcast is your sinfulness and not your righteousness. It's not you being okay. It's not you having all these things in this world. But it's because you are sinful. We are sinful. And it says in Mark 2:17, on hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. And I want you to know, because you are a sinner, Jesus fully loves us. Because you are a sinner, no matter what the people will say, no matter what, how least you think you are, hindi totoo yun, okay? Because you're worth it, you're worth dying for. That's how Jesus loves you. Does anyone see me? Does anyone cares for me? Does anyone appreciates me? Does anyone loves me? I want you to know, yes, because Jesus fully loves us. And Jesus came here to steer life, to give you life. And to end this preaching, I just want to share this story. Meron akong kilalang babae. Lumaki siya sa pamilyang dysfunctional. Yung hindi okay. Yung tatay niya, maraming asawa, marami siyang kapatid. Tapos dumating sa isang point that naging okay siya nung lumaki siya eh. Okay. Pero dumating sa isang point na graduation niya, nalaman niya na merong babae yung tatay niya. Dumating sa isang point na nung childhood days niya, she's very compared. Parati siya nako-compare. Parati siyang sasabihin, wala kang kwenta, ganyan. Kaya, bobo ka, ganyan, ang pangit mo, ganun. Sabihin nila, tapos sabi sa kanya isang teacher niya, pambira naman, no. Itlog na nga inuwi, kinain ko kanina umaga, itlog pa rin bibigay mo sa akin ngayon. Bakit naman ganito? Ganun, masasakit ng words yung nasasabi sa kanya, wala siyang kwenta. Ayan, binapaaral ka namin, ano ba naman yan? Yung kapatid mo, ganito. Yung isang mong kapatid, ganyan. Very compared siya. So, lumaki siya na feeling niya, wala siyang kwenta. Feeling niya, alam mo yun, wala naman, bakit ba ako nandito? Diba? So, why would I study? Why would I not entertain this person? Diba? Itong person nga ito, buti pa siya, napapansin ako eh. So, she entered different relationship. Actually, ayaw niya ng relationship. Ano lang, ayaw pala niya ng entitlement. Ayaw niya ng boyfriend, girlfriend. MU lang. Kasi baka masaktan din siya katulad ng experience niya sa magulang niya. So, dumating sa isang point, ang nangyari, sobrang down na talaga siya. Wala na, as in, wala na pag-asa yung buhay niya. She started doing things that will really destroy her. In fact, sabi pa nga niya kay God, Lord, try ko lang ah. Baka naman kasi okay na gawin ko, mag-inom ako, mag-yosi ako, mag-relationship ako. Kasi mukha na masaya sila eh. Ginagawa ko lahat to, lahat ng bagay na to sa'yo, wino-worship kita, ganito, nag-ano ako, punta ka ng church, tithes ako. Pero ba't ganun? Feeling ko pa rin, wala akong kwenta. Diba? Feeling pa rin niya, wala siyang kwenta. And dumating sa isang point, na sobrang down na down talaga siya. Ayaw niya na sa buhay niya. And there was this person, bigla siyang nilapitan. Sabi sa kanya, you know, Jesus accepts you. Jesus looks to you very unique. Sinabi ng person yun, you're different. There's something that your brothers and your sister cannot do. And you know, the moment na intindihan niya yun, tinanggap niya si Jesus. Her life was never been the same again. She started worshiping God. She started renewing her relationship with God. She started loving God. She started being passionate for God again and again. And even now, she started allowing God to rule and be the boss of her life. And you know, who's that woman? It's me. It's me. I want you to know that no matter what you've undergo, no matter what, how least you think you are, Jesus accepts you. Jesus can satisfy you. Jesus loves you. Jesus can change you. That's how God can encounter your life. That's how God can change you. That's how God loves you. Ganun kanya kamahal. And no matter what people will say to you, hindi totoo yun. Because, you know, dati naman hindi ko kaya tumayo dito. Even if I, tatanong yung mga campus missionaries nyo, sobrang takot na takot ako. But you know, it is only God's grace that can change you and me. And this is what God is offering to you. A life that will be transformed. A life that is new. A life that is victorious. A life that's full of life. And tonight, maybe there's some of you tonight, you're still not convinced. Sobrang sakit eh. I want you to know, mahirap. It will be hard. Let's just praise. I just want you to bow down your heads. I want you to seek God tonight. I want you to tell Him, God, sakit eh. Ito yung sinabi sa akin, oh. Pagkulang ko pa yun eh. And I want you to, you say it to God. I want you to say it to God. I want you to speak to Him. I want you to tell all these things to Him.